AM 1420, WASR Wolfboro, W246DI Wolfboro at 97.1 FM. Local, community, radio.
And now, live from WASR Socially Distant Studios, the best sports show on this station at this time. It's Mike and the Haas on WASR, powered by the Yum Yum Shop in downtown Wolfboro, Kingswood Sports, New Hampshire Sports, and National Sports. So here they are, Mike Denae and Charlie Hossick.
Good afternoon and welcome to Mike and the Haas on WASR Radio, powered by the Yum Yum Shop. I'm Mike Denae and Charlie Hossack is back from his little vacation.
It's great to be back. I had a Monday off.
And alongside Eric Scott, station manager, we are Mike and the Haas. How's everybody doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah, doing well. The sun is out. It rained all day. Rain.
We needed it, though.
Yeah, definitely. And the sun is out, and then, you know, we're going to have a great weekend, the three of us.
I was just saying, have you packed yet?
No, I'm a last-minute packer. I'll pack tonight. So looking forward, though, to meeting up with Bernie. And a little Philadelphia action.
I'm really looking forward to some cheesesteak.
Yes. It's
going to
be
I've never been to Philadelphia.
Never?
Driven around it a few times.
Uh-huh.
But
a great
I've never
city.
Been to Philadelphia, yeah. So I am really looking forward. And we had Doug Kiley sitting in that chair on Monday,
who is
a native Philadelphian.
Doug is native Philadelphian.
So I feel like I know a lot about Philadelphia. You know, obviously, Rocky II is the best Rocky movie ever. And
not true. Yeah, my son asked today if they were going to videotape us with gray sweatshirts on running up the stairs.
Ooh, maybe I'm going to bring the gray sweatshirt.
Yeah. Now, is it true though? Well, I guess we're going to find out. Is the Rocky statue been removed?
Why would they do that?
I don't know. I heard rumors that. I mean, it could be total fake news, but
I
hope not.
I'm guessing that somebody's going to text us or email us in a few minutes yes or no, if it's been removed. But
why would they remove it?
I don't know. It's
Sylvester
Rocky.
Stallone
but it's
not,
it's Rocky
not
II.
Really controversial.
It's also Rocky II.
It is. So yes. Oh, maybe they removed it because they want to try to figure out how to get a Rocky IV statue up. With Ivan Drago.
Oh, please.
What do you think?
Please. No, I don't think that's
so
going to happen.
So I got a question, actually. This is actually a question first off, you pronounced Doug Kiley's name correct the whole show, I heard.
Yes, I did.
Fantastic.
You practiced a lot before the show.
Which is good. But I want to know, was Doug wearing a bow tie during the show?
No.
Because everything about Doug for me is he wears his bow tie.
No, he was not wearing a bow tie.
He was casual, feeling good.
No, he had some nice insights on some of the sports that we talked about. And we talked a little bit about Great Waters, too. And this recap is summer.
Yeah, that's good.
Did you fill out the Great Waters survey? Did you get that?
I don't think I got a Great Waters survey.
Great Waters survey.
But if I were to get one, I would fill it out. Great Waters is amazing. Had obviously had a blast as a volunteer.
Yep.
And amazing shows, and I'm sure it's just going to continue to get better.
No, it was good. So big news going on today. We're going to talk about Celtics. I didn't think we were going to be talking about Celtics.
Who knew?
But,
waking up this morning and kind of shocked the world.
I think it was probably about a year ago. I talked about dark days are coming, and I got off of that a little bit, but
they made the finals
because the Celtics made the finals. Yeah. But now I think I'm going to come back to it because your New England Patriots are not a playoff team. Your Boston Red Sox are in last place.
Yes.
And your Boston Bruins are going to qualify for a senior game. It's going to be like a 40 and older men's league game soon.
I do like what they did with Chara, though.
Retired him?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's 46.
I get that.
So we're gonna applaud the team that.
Yeah, we can maybe talk about that, but
it's not gonna help. That
I like it when you know someone who's been part of the organization for a long period of time comes back and retires with that organization. I don't think we're gonna see that with Tom Brady.
No, I was gonna
but
say,
but I was kind of leaning towards that. It was nice to see Chara come back, and you like that, like Ray Bourque.
We've seen a few Patriots come back and do that, but no, you're not gonna see that with Brady.
No.
I don't even know. I mean, when he goes in the Hall of Fame, I don't even know if you're going to have any Patriots invited.
That would be interesting. I mean, I'm sure you. I mean, I think you'll have your Brewskis and
okay. You think Belichick and Kraft?
Yeah, probably not. Yeah. Right now, I'm like, yeah, probably not.
No, probably not. So I don't know. I think those dark days and the so anyway, getting back to that, the Celtics were. It was hard to say dark days because the Celtics made it to the finals last year and were a favorite, kind of a primitive favorite this year going into it.
Yeah.
I think it'll be the same when we talk about that
a little while. Yeah, like going into the season, most of us are feeling pretty good. Celtics.
I don't think you could feel that way anymore.
No.
So we'll see. We'll get to that. All right, Mike and the Haas is powered by the Yum Yum Shop located in the heart of downtown Wolfboro. It can be found at WASR 97.1 FM and 1420 AM and all over the world on WASR.net. The Yum Yum Shop has over 100 varieties of fresh baked goods, including 6 different types of bread and a full-service ice cream bar, and, of course, their most famous item, the gingerbread cookie. Make sure to visit the Yum Yum Shop the next time you are in Wolfboro or online at yumyumshop.com. And while you are there, enter the discount code of Mike and the Hoss or WASR to receive $5 off a Gingy Box. You can always join our conversation at 603-569-LAKE, 603-569-5253. And it is Trivia Day on Thursday, sponsored by the Full Belly Deli, where you're going to win a lunch at the Full Belly Deli. That's going to come up at the bottom of the hour. Ken, we're going to do opening takes brought to you by Hancock Lumber.
For all your building supply needs.
Eric filled in for you, by the way. Did you know that? Eric hit,
no,
hit all those lines.
Of course
and he didn't miss one.
He's so good about it. Yeah. And I also want to say, I also want to compliment Eric, by the way. Because, you know, sometimes we're hard on him in the sense that, this may be a public apology, Eric, like, you know, keep your eye on the phone, keep your eye on the phone. I called in, and Eric had me on the air, boom, like that when I called in the other day.
I think it rang, too. Didn't it ring?
So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
That rang.
Yeah.
And the phone actually rang. I mean, it was called in last segment.
But it rang. So, and it was the 5253 number?
I did the 5253.
So why did it ring that time, and sometimes it doesn't ring?
Got me.
Knew the Hoss was calling.
Maybe. I'm going to get back on Eric's case. Get it
you
together, Eric.
You don't need Eric. To. Eric was all in on that. I was like, I was so surprised. Like, I thought I was going to talk to Eric. And then all of a sudden, I'm on the air. It was awesome.
We're a fine-tuned machine. When we answer the phone, we're pretty sharp.
We are. So what do you got for an opening take?
No, I want you to go first.
Okay. All right. So thanks to our friend of the show, Peter Kelly, Yum Yum Shop. He wanted us to talk a little bit about the WNBA. And before I jump into this, I have some statistics for those, the WNBA, the Women's Professional Basketball Association. First off, I wanted to congratulate the Las Vegas Aces for beating the Connecticut Suns for the WNBA championship. And I do want to let you know, I had no idea who was playing in the championship, and I had to Google it. But this just happened, Mike, this past Sunday. During the entire WNBA season, the league complained about low viewership. So guess what, guys? Overall, the league, believe it or not, saw a 14% increase in viewership this year, and the finals this year saw a 40% increase in viewership from the previous 2 years. So clearly that's positive news for the league. Check this stat out, though. Unfortunately, a Seinfeld rerun has more viewers than a WNBA game. So one of the things that Peter Kelly had pointed out is if you want to increase viewership, if you want people to get excited about the WNBA, then maybe you should select specific times where maybe the country would want to watch. So what the WNBA did was put the championship game, and I know it's a series of 7 games or 5 games, but they put the championship game at 4 p.m. on a Sunday during the NFL season. Who on earth is going to be watching WNBA over NFL football?
They deserve their lack of viewership by making a decision like that, as does any other sport that tries to go up against the NFL. I'm guessing that Sunday Night Baseball doesn't do really well as soon as football starts because Sunday Night Football is playing.
That's right. I agree. You'd be hard-pressed to get anything to beat an NFL
when the World Series happens or the playoffs, MLB playoffs happen. They really, really work hard to avoid Thursday nights, Sunday nights, and Monday nights.
Right.
They really work hard because it's football nights. So the WNBA doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, and they're complaining about lack of viewership. Sorry, you're not there yet. You haven't earned that yet. That you can go up against NFL football.
Right.
If you want viewership, you got to be going off on a Tuesday night. A Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And when there's not much else on.
I want to know what person is sitting there. I mean, I'm sure it's a group of people is saying we're going to put it on Sunday at 4 p.m. during NFL season. Like, what? How did that even get? Everybody's like, hey, thumbs up. That sounds great. Like,
Who was in the room?
Who's agreeing to that? There's no way. Especially if you look at the stats that Seinfeld reruns.
Right.
All right. I mean, so how long has Seinfeld been off the air? A long time that they're getting better, more views than WNBA games. So you're right. They're not there yet.
Well, I also go a step further. I didn't even know the WNBA was having their finals right now. I saw that Sue Bird. I think she retired. I think it's Sue Bird.
Yeah.
And she's been a college basketball player and
sure.
I mean,
phenomenal.
For a long time,
phenomenal
for like the last
player,
20
athlete.
Years.
Yeah.
For like the last 20 years, that was a blip on ESPN. That was a blip in the news.
Right.
I didn't know. We run a sports talk show, and this kind of is in line with what we talked about on Monday, which was professional soccer.
Right.
But why isn't professional soccer more popular?
Sure. Even because youth soccer is.
Well, because
right.
we talked about that. And we found out that youth soccer is not as popular as we thought it was compared to the other sports. It's still there's twice as many kids playing baseball and softball as there are youth soccer, which kind of surprised us. But anyway, I lost my train of thought. If you're going to want to promote you can't whine and say, oh, we're not so popular. Why isn't anybody watching us?
Right.
You actually have to do things to do it. The World Cup, and one of the things I said about the World Cup is it's on every 4 years. Yeah. Your biggest event is every 4 years. Maybe have your biggest event every year.
Right.
Maybe have a World Championship every year, kind of like the NFL does, kind of like MLB does, kind of like the NBA does. So that's the soccer piece. The WNBA, stop going up against NFL football, the most watched sport in America.
Right.
You know, when's a downtime? The NBA, the WNBA has the whole year to look at.
Yeah.
They're not restricted to say that they have to play in the summer or anything like that.
They could have this championship in between seasons.
Right. Why does the NBA feel like the WNBA feel like they have to go up against the beginning of football season? And it's not just the beginning of football season, it's also that football preseason when everybody's talking about football.
Right.
Now, I understand the NFL kind of covers the whole year.
They do a great job with that.
But I would argue that a WNBA championship finishing up in March, April might be a better move.
Kind of in line with the NBA.
Well, the NBA finishes in June.
Right.
And so you would get that playoff before the NBA playoffs kick off, before the NHL playoff kick off, really before the MLB season really gets going.
You could wrap up and people could focus on, okay, WNBA championship before baseball starts.
I mean, the argument's going to be, well, they don't want to be playing most of their season while the NBA season's going on because that's just going to be too much basketball. But basketball fans are basketball fans.
Right.
They're going to want to watch basketball.
Yeah. You're going to want, absolutely.
You know, but if I have a choice, and I know you're the same way, if I have a choice, and it's not just the NBA, WNBA, but it's also the NBA. If I have a choice between a good football game and a good basketball game, I'm going to choose the good football game 10 times out of 10.
Sure. I have to say, it doesn't even have to be a good football game. If it's an NFL game, I'm probably going to watch that over an NBA game. Even if it's the Celtics, I'll probably click back and check out the Celtics, but I'm probably going to watch the football game.
Right. Yeah. You know? And so the WNBA needs to take that into account when they're scheduling these games. Going against NFL football is stupid.
It is.
It is. It's a stupid move, especially a 4 o'clock game.
Right.
Go against college. Go against college football. If you want to go against college football, put a Saturday game on or a Friday game.
But if we're gonna use the term stupid, what's even more stupid is the fact that they whine and complain about it.
Right.
Like you're gonna go against the NFL, you're not gonna win. No chance that you're going to win.
Well, and here's the other piece. They complain about their salaries, right? That they're not being paid the way the NBA players are being paid. Talk to the league, because what advertiser is going to choose the 4 o'clock slot against a football game to advertise their products on the WNBA?
Right.
When everybody's watching the football game. You know, you mentioned viewership was up 14%. I'll bet you that finals game wasn't up 14%. The last game that they had,
right,
the deciding game, which was on
Sunday on 4 o'clock. That was just of the championship, of the playoffs.
Them. Right,
so
of all 40%. Of them. So.
But, you know, and you look at, I mean, numbers, and you know, you're a numbers guy, 40%, I mean, they gave us the one of the things, like an average WNBA game had like 393 million people watching it. Excuse me, that's a lie. 393,000, sorry. That would be amazing. The WNBA, I'd be all in on that. 393,000 people, which is like nothing.
It's a Seinfeld rerun.
I look at that. Like, that's just like, if you had like, say, the Rose Bowl, for example, if it's about 100,000, it's like three Rose Bowls of people,
which is
nothing.
You said it's an average WNBA game or a WNBA final game?
Game. No, a game is like 393,000 people.
And then
the WNBA, and the statistics they gave for one of the games, not the NFL game, like game one, it was up to like 694. So maybe they doubled it.
And an NHL, like the Bruins, you know, will hover between, I think, like 2 and 5 million for an average game.
And I mean, Red Sox, you'll get just a regular Red Sox game, you'll get about 1 million people.
Oh, more than that.
Yeah, I'm just saying, even right now, with how crappy the Red Sox are.
I don't know what the Red Sox are now, but I'm guessing they're 3 to 5 million.
Okay.
You know,
I mean, I believe
per,
it. Yeah, with that,
you know,
so,
per game. I mean, it's
yeah.
Just,
so the WNBA is not there. They can't argue or complain about the lack of salaries because people aren't watching. People aren't invested. Sponsors aren't there for them to be able to.
So what do they do?
To get increased salaries.
So what, do they need like a David Stern-like person to because David Stern is somebody or Paul Tagliabue or Roger Goodell. I mean, one of these, you know, big time commissioners.
Need some commissioner to come
that
in.
Those are the guys that changed the game, you know, and brought it to TV.
You know, maybe it's the old player. Maybe it's the Sue Birds of the world that you know, get to do it. And here's the other thing on this. With the whole Brittany Griner debacle going on, the WNBA got so much more focus than it probably would have if Brittany Griner hadn't been detained in Russia. Or she's still detained.
She's still detained.
But I'm just saying, like, that brought more focus onto, hey, this is the WNBA. So the casual, you know, sports fan might be, oh, the WNBA, let me check that out. You know, maybe they had never heard of it. And now there's kind of a spotlight on her. That would have brought.
Is the spotlight there anymore? Because I haven't heard boo about
it
for a few weeks.
No, but there was for a while. And Mike and the Haas had the spotlight on it for a while. And people might have said, hey, the WNBA, let me check that out. And even that didn't help viewership.
No. I don't know the answer for the WNBA, but I know that the first thing is look at your scheduling. Yep. That would be number one.
Sure.
All right, we'll be right back. Mike and the Haas is sponsored by the Downtown Grill and Cafe. When in downtown Wolfboro, don't forget to stop at the Downtown Grill and Cafe. The Downtown Grill is open from 7 to 3, 7 days a week, 364 days a year, serving breakfast and lunch with daily specials and delicious homemade soups. The grill offers the finest organic and fair trade gourmet coffee and tea, several gluten-free options, and a unique and delicious breakfast and lunch menus. So for some of the best breakfast and lunch options in town, visit the Downtown Grill and Cafe during your next visit. Hancock Lumber, in business for nearly 175 years, is a seventh-generation integrated forest products company who is passionate about its people-first and values-driven culture. Team Hancock is a multi-year recipient of the Best Place to Work in Maine Award. Hancock's 11 existing lumber yards, truss and wall panel manufacturing facilities, timberlands, 9 kitchen design showrooms, and 3 sawmills will provide their new team with an additional set of manufacturing and distribution resources. These resources are in addition to the existing product and service offerings catering to the community's high-end residential contractors and subcontractors.
Hancock Lumber is now online with online shopping, product visualizer tools, and an enhanced account dashboard. It's never been easier to stay connected to Team Hancock's products and services. Our website overhaul, including important company information, weekly blog updates, online quoting, and more, is available at your fingertips 24/7.
Visit Hancock Lumber in Wolfboro today or go to hancocklumber.com for all your building supply needs.
After the program today, I'm heading to Skelly's Market in Moultonboro, New Hampshire. They have all your grocery needs, plus more with great customer service. Pizza, subs, fried chicken, and a great selection of meats to put on your grill. On Saturday nights, there's always the much-loved pizza special with 2 large topping pizzas for only $20. Skelly's also features Richardson's Ice Cream and the world-famous Bailey's Hot Fudge. Enjoy your visit to Skelly's Market at 374 Governor Wentworth Highway in Moultonboro, New Hampshire, and see why Skelly's is the convenience store with a little more.
All right, welcome back to Mike and the Haas. Who's hiring? We got the Yum Yum Shop is hiring. The Boathouse, Back Bay Boathouse is hiring. JCN Shuttle is hiring drivers. Downtown Grill is hiring everybody. Skelly's Market is also seeking employees. So there are jobs out there. Go stop by one of those places and fill in an application because they are hiring. All right,
We got some good news. Listen, Bernie sent us some good news, Mike.
Yes.
The Rocky statue still exists, so we're going to be able to get up there and get some photos with Rocky.
But it's not on the steps anymore.
No, it's at the Art Museum.
At the Art Museum.
Yeah.
So me and the Rocky II statue will...
Yeah.
It's going to look good.
I do want to get in it, you know, possibly. So well, I'm going to be taking... I might be taking you through. I might be... speaking of Rocky II versus Rocky IV, the training regime for Rocky IV... was significantly more challenging than Rocky II.
Well, he running through the snow is not easy.
No. And what he needed to do in order to prepare himself to—I mean, he saved.
He America. Saved. He saved the United States of America.
He saved the United States. I mean, it was intense, Mike.
No, not, so I'm not going there.
All right,
not going there. But Rocky, it's not even a close second. Rocky II is the best Rocky.
What about the music?
Everybody's
even if
called.
You just look at the music.
Frosting on the gingerbread cookie is still. Did you know that Doug voted frosting?
Yeah, I heard that.
Okay, we don't have to talk anymore. We don't have to say anything. We don't have to say anything else. But Rocky II is the best Rocky, and I'm going to prove it again.
Okay. You okay, Eric?
Jesus, Eric.
Yeah. Eric is... Chair fell backwards. Oh, my gosh. We almost had a man down here in studio. Holy right. goodness. All right, tell me about your opening take.
No, I'm going to save mine before we get to football.
Okay.
Mine's football related.
Are we
going to
do...
Back.
Okay.
Let's do Kingswood Sports brought to you by Duran Independent Insurance.
Duran is independent and works for you.
Why don't you start with your the first few
sure.
female athletes?
So these are athletes of the week. Our female athlete of the week is Hadley Larson of field hockey. Hadley stepped up in a new position in the center of the field and provided the team with an offensive push needed to give Kennett a game. Hadley was involved in all 19 defensive corners, took a shot to the knee that literally knocked her down, which she shook off and continued to play and fly for the remainder of the game. Great work, Hadley Larson.
Male athlete of the week is Caden Lang. Caden has shown leadership and consistent play on the golf course. Caden has shot the team low for three consecutive matches and displays tremendous sportsmanship to his fellow competitors. As a co-captain, Caden sets a positive tone for his team on and off the course. Congratulations, Caden.
Awesome. Well done to both Hadley
nice
and
job.
Caden, athletes of the week. So we've got a lot going on here in the sports world, Mike.
Well,
as far as Kingswood,
Kingswood
sports.
We got so the football. We don't have to talk much about football. We know that they've been struggling. They're going to Epping Newmarket this weekend. Epping Newmarket's very good.
Yes,
and so they're going to have their hands full.
Yep.
But we have faith in Coach McCauley. He's going to pull that together. Field hockey is now 2-4-1. They beat Milford 6-1 on Tuesday. That's a big score for field hockey.
Huge win.
And they have Plymouth at home tomorrow evening at 7 p.m.
Yeah, boys soccer. Oh, my goodness. They're 6-2. They're currently the 2 seed in Division 2 in the state of New Hampshire. They beat Oyster River on Tuesday night 1-0. And they are at home against Plymouth this Saturday at 5 p.m.
You know, I said at the beginning of the year that I was wondering if the soccer team would be able to be so defensive-minded in the regular season and be successful. They did it through the playoffs. I didn't know if they could do it, but they're doing it.
They're doing it.
They're you know, winning these 1-0 game, 2-1 games.
They've had four shutouts.
Yep.
So it's great.
Girls soccer up to 2-5 now. They lost to Oyster River on Tuesday. They lost 1-0 on a penalty kick because of a handball in the box.
So tough.
They also have Plymouth at home on Saturday.
Yep. Volleyball is currently 4-2. They beat Manchester Central on Wednesday, and they are traveling to Pelham tomorrow night.
Awesome. And then golf, we mentioned Caden Lang a little while ago. They're 2-15, but they're a very young team, and I'll give an example. Caden's a sophomore.
Yes.
You know, so he's one of the captains.
Right.
So they do have a young team. I know a lot of the older kids decided not to play golf this year.
Mm-hmm.
They're out there, you know, golf's something that with experience, and the more they play, the better they're going to get.
Sure, they're doing their thing. Right on.
All right. I'm just looking through our show. I think it's time that we talk about the Celtics.
I think we need to. Yeah,
because that actually is the biggest news in Boston sports right now. It broke last night, late last night, that Ime Udoko.
Yep.
Udoko.
Yep.
Is staring at a suspension for the entire year because he had an inappropriate relationship, a consensual relationship, with one of the staffers, and it broke Celtics team guidelines. That's what we know so far. So there's speculation about who the staffer was.
Right.
Not that it really matters, and what exactly happened, but. You and I, Mike and the Haas, have touched upon Deshaun Watson. We've touched upon all kinds of athletes and coaches and executives. And, you know, the Phoenix Suns owner
is
selling the team,
He's
by
selling
the way.
The team, yes. That's
misogynistic.
News, yeah.
Yep. All kinds of bad comments and stuff like that. And I am not belittling this in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
But I am just relating it to the other stuff that we talked about, specifically – you know, really in the football. And then I want to talk about one of your takes over here, too. Isn't a year kind of – I mean, he didn't break any rules as far as the NBA.
Right.
The NBA is known as a really loose group when it comes to fidelity with their marriages.
Right. So remember, this is a – if you look at it, this is a Boston Celtics policy
right.
that he has broken. So the NBA has their own set of standards, and each team has their own set of standards.
And just about every workplace in America has sets of standards like this.
Yes.
And it goes on where we work. It goes on where we work and where other people work, and it happens all the time. I don't see year suspensions coming out of these things, though.
Right.
I'm just wondering if there's more to the story.
Well, I would think there's more to the story, but before I speculate and think there's more to the story, I do think it's important. I mean, and you understand this, but if the people that you work for, if your employer has a specific policy about whatever it's going to be, and if the Celtics say if there's infidelity amongst the coaching staff, then you're going to be suspended for a year, then so be it. I mean, as long as it's clear and that's what it is. Now, that being said, there probably isn't a clause in the Boston Celtics that says infidelity year suspension. There has to be more to this.
There's got to be more to this. I I'm sure it's going to come out. And the Celtics are sitting on it right now. There has not been any comments from the Celtics at all.
No.
This was broken by a NBA beat reporter. Has not been denied by the Celtics.
Right.
You know, so
they've been pretty mum on the whole thing.
Obviously, there is something going on. Apparently, the Celtics players have known about it for a couple days that this was coming out. I just keep going back to the year. And he might resign.
Yes.
He's talking.
That's one of the options that he kind of, instead of being suspended, he could resign. Think about this. He could resign and be hired by some other NBA team.
Oh, he's going to be.
Yeah. I mean, just like that.
He's going to be, because this is so prevalent in the NBA in general.
I know that you're saying that it's prevalent, and I'm not disagreeing with that. But why not say, like, if this, let's just pretend there's not more to it, and this is the Boston Celtics policy. Why are we not standing up and applauding the Boston Celtics and say, good for you, Boston Celtics, for saying, we're not going to tolerate this. We don't want infidelity. We don't want people messing around with each other. And that's not who we as an organization are. So therefore, if you're going to violate our policy, see you later. Here's a suspension. And if you want to resign, we'll gladly accept your resignation.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but they're going to have a tough time finding a coaching staff or guys to play on the team if that's their policy.
They got a general manager. Brad Stevens could put on his tie and come down and coach the team.
Okay.
Is
that policy going to extend down to the players too?
I guess if that's the policy, it should apply to everyone in the organization.
Okay, so right down to
the custodian.
They're going to have a tough time finding NBA players to play on their team if that's the policy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, morally, yeah. I mean, I'd say, nice job and everything like that. But realistically, I just don't know if you're going to be able to field a team or a coaching staff.
Yeah.
That's the culture of that league.
I get it. I can't argue with that.
But that's the culture of that league. See Kobe Bryant. See Magic Johnson. See all of them.
Yeah.
Will Chamberlain, for crying out loud. You know what his antics were.
Sure.
I mean,
sure.
It's just that's the culture of that league. Not 100%. I'm not saying it's everybody.
Of course it
is. But the general culture of that league is, you know, that's what happens. So to have a policy that says you're going to be suspended for a year if it does it, you're going to have a tough time fielding a team.
And if we reel that back in, there's more to it. Are we ever going to find out what the more is? Maybe, maybe not. If the Celtics want to tell us what the more is.
There has to be more to it. There has. Not that I want there to be more to it, but if it's going to be a year, I feel like there has to be more to it.
Why is this? Interesting thing. So this is being broken. Training camp opens up on Tuesday, right? So here we are, 4 days, 5 days away from training camp opening up for the Celtics.
Yep.
Why did this thing come out this morning? I guess my question is, did the Celtics leak this information to the beat reporter?
We're going after the we do. I want to talk about the Stephen A. Smith stuff because that's the general feeling is that the Celtics did leak this, and you have some, or Stephen A. Smith had some takes on why that was the case. But I want to come back at you a little bit on that because, it's curious on how it came out. It is curious, but I also have trouble believing that the Celtics are the ones who leaked it because they need him.
Right.
I mean,
why would you leak it on your head coach and you're in position now to make a return to the finals?
From January 1st on, they were by far the best team in the NBA, and they almost won the finals. And they became the best team in the NBA when they bought into Ime Udoka's system.
Yes.
That's when it turned. When they bought into the system, they became the best team. Why would you mess with that?
Right.
I mean, it had to be.
Which kind of leads me to believe that the Celtics probably didn't leak it.
Probably not. Yeah. All right, we'll be right back.
Lucas Roasting Company, which is located on King Street in beautiful Back Bay, Wolfboro. They serve delicious coffee, tea, espresso, and lattes. And you know what, Mike? They were voted the best coffee in New Hampshire by WMUR. They even roast their own coffee inside their cafe. Lucas Roasting offers over 40 different single origins and blends of coffee to choose from. My favorite is the Italian roast. It's really dark and has great, great flavor. After 13 years in the coffee industry, Lucas Roasting Company can handle personal and large business orders. Stop by their cafe on King Street in Wolfboro or order online to have delicious coffee shipped right to your door. The cafe is open Wednesday and Thursday, 7 to 5, and Friday and Saturday, 7 to 3. Or go ahead and visit lucasroasting.com anytime.
And please make sure to tell them that Mike and the Haas sent you.
Everyone deserves a treat in life. The Yum Yum Shop in beautiful downtown Wolfboro is offering an amazing deal on their Gingy Boxes. Gingy Boxes are 24 delicious gingerbread cookies with 2 containers of frosting. Gingy Boxes can be shipped anywhere in the world. When you order online at yumyumshop.com, enter the code WASR or Mike and the Haas to receive $5 off your order.
So don't forget, to save $5 on a Gingy Box, enter the code WASR or Mike and the Haas at yumyumshot.com. Mike and the Haas is sponsored by Duran Independent Insurance. If you're in the market for your health, life, or long-term care insurance, start with Paul Duran at Duran Independent Insurance. Paul and his team can answer any of your insurance questions with an independent voice. They can help you shop for the best rates available in New Hampshire and are your trusted time saver. So for any of your life, health, or long-term care insurance, start with Duran Independent Insurance. You can reach them at 603-569-6464 or duranindependentinsurance.com. Duran is independent and works for you. All right, welcome back to Mike on the Haas. We have some breaking news from Josh Spalding. The Kingswood Regional High School Knights bass fishing team has won their preliminaries and are moving on to championship round next weekend.
Congratulations to the bass fishing team. I'd like to get those guys on. I love talking fishing.
It was fun. When we did, it was a couple of years ago that we had the bass fishing coach on.
Yes.
And
we had him on the TV show.
It was a television show, wasn't it? Yeah. So it was more than a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
About how that whole thing works. I was kind of Sanborn fishing team was up here for this thing. They were looking for a boat.
I saw that the AD put out, looking for a boat for our team.
And yeah. I was actually interested, but they wanted a live fish well, and I don't have one of those.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure someone
hooked them up.
I'm sure they did, but I would have liked to spend the day out on Winnie and
hang out with a high school bass fishing team.
Yeah, that would have been pretty cool.
That would be.
It's trivia time. Brought to you by the Full Belly Deli. Charlie, what's going to happen?
You are going to call 603-569-5253. You're going to get station manager Eric Scott. You're going to then come on the air, give us the correct answer to the trivia question. Once you give us the correct answer to trivia, we're going to send you back to Eric. Eric's going to take your name, and you are going to win a free lunch at the Full Belly Deli. All you have to do is head down there, give him your name, say I was a winner of trivia on Mike and the Haas. And now you get yourself a free sandwich.
Awesome. All right. The Patriots play the Baltimore Ravens this week. Before the Ravens were in Baltimore, what was their previous city and name?
Before
the Baltimore Ravens had moved to Baltimore, they were not the Ravens of another town. They were something else. What was their previous city and name?
City and name. So they weren't the Cincinnati Ravens.
They were not the Cincinnati Ravens. They were nothing. They were not the Des Moines Ravens either.
No, a city and name.
City and name of the Baltimore Ravens' previous stop.
All right.
Getting back to what we were talking about. So we were talking about the Ime Udoka stuff and whether he's going to be suspended for a year, or he's going to resign or so on. And then you brought up some Stephen A. Smith stuff.
Sure. So Stephen A. Smith, I don't know. I don't know if you're a fan or not. I'm not particularly a fan.
More than I used to be.
Okay. So, I mean, I guess my question is it time that the sports world canceled Stephen A. Smith? This is what Smith said. Smith said there are plenty of white folks in professional sports doing their thing. I don't see any information out about them. So this is pertaining to Ime Udoka. I'm going to probably slaughter that name. I'll try it one more time.
It's not easy.
So Ime, the current head coach of the Boston Celtics, who has been possibly suspended for a year. They haven't figured this out. Possibly could resign about infidelity with someone else in the Celtics organization. So Stephen A. Smith then went on, you know, just this is his typical angle. This is his shtick, Mike, that he always likes to try to bring race into everything. For me, I feel it's about right and wrong, inappropriate relationships, team policies. Infidelity is wrong in every situation. I don't think it has to be about race. And Stephen A. Smith likes to make just about everything about race, and that's what he came out with again.
Do you think that infidelity by the Boston Celtics coach, or any coach, white or black, is a big story?
Absolutely.
You do think that's a big story?
I think it's a big story. It is. I mean, I think, okay. I hate to say it, I know that I'm sitting here with you and Eric, but I think there needs to be morality in sports.
Okay, all right. What about a quarterback sending a picture of his private parts to a New York Jets reporter?
I think, Mike, I think all of it's inappropriate, and okay. I think it's a news story. If you're a professional
all right.
athlete
well,
and you're
let
doing
me,
that.
Let me keep going. Has Mike and the Haas talked about Brett Favre and
the welfare?
Welfare thing?
We haven't yet.
Okay.
But
why?
Should we? We should.
Of course we should.
Yeah.
Isn't milking $10 million or whatever the number was?
$6
million. $6 million out of the Mississippi Welfare Fund to build a
volleyball stadium
for his daughter?
Yes. Inappropriate? Yes. Should it be covered? Yes.
Okay.
Am I opposed to it? Yes.
Why isn't it being covered? Like, why is it?
It
why
is
not
that,
being? No,
that,
it's not. It's not being
Brett
covered.
Brett Favre has been covered.
It's not being
How
covered.
How could it not be covered? You just brought it up. It's been covered.
That's not
we
being,
know about
that's,
it. Yeah, we know exactly about the Brett Favre thing. That
the
should
Brett
be covered
Favre
too.
Thing did not run around Twitter like this did today. The Brett Favre thing did
you,
not
you know
go
why
through
the Brett
Twitter
Favre,
like this did.
Because Brett Favre is a retired NFL quarterback that has no impact on the game. Ime
He's
Udoka
still
was
still
a
relevant.
Head coach that turned the Boston Celtics around, that brought the Boston Celtics to the finals,
before
who is
I go
now
further, before
messing
I go further,
around.
I am not saying that race should be part of this or should be part of the discussion. I am not saying that. But I kind of understand a little bit on why some of these reporters are saying, geez, why is that story being covered like this and this story is being covered like that? I kind of get their point.
You also understand, Mike, that it's Boston, right? Boston, title town.
No, this
Boston's,
is national. This
I
is
understand,
national.
But
this
it's what I'm saying is it's Boston sports, so therefore it's going to go national. If this were the head coach, pick another head coach.
Green Bay,
if this
Green
were
Bay
the head
Packers,
coach for the Orlando Magic,
Green Bay Packers,
who cares?
Brett Favre did that with the New York Jets. It's New York City, and he did that. That was a blip. That happened. It was a blip, and it moved on.
But
it moved on.
The current Brett Favre, I've already covered the current Brett Favre.
I'm talking about the Brett Favre that was playing at the time. I think that guy's a scumbag.
You mean when he was sexting?
When he was sexting for the New York Jets, he was actively playing for the New York Jets, and there was a blip in the headlines. It was a blip. This thing got so much more play than what Brett Favre did. So I do think that there's some truth to it. Now, how this got released, I don't know. I really don't know. And right. I don't think the Celtics did it. I don't think the Celtics have anything to gain by releasing that.
No. They want Ime to coach them.
I do think it's – I still feel, and I said this in the last segment, there's got to be more to this story than just a typical infidelity case.
I agree with that.
There has to be more that's coming out, and because – And again, I'm not belittling this, and I don't want to don't take my words wrong. I don't want to say just infidelity, because infidelity is a huge deal,
sure.
Especially between Ime Udoka and his wife,
mm-hmm.
and his family and his kids and that kind of stuff.
Yep.
I'm just not sure if it's that big of a deal for the Boston Globe, the Boston Herald, or Mike and the Haas in terms of their personal situation. How it impacts the team, sure. That comes into our purview, but how in their personal situation, I don't think it's for us to necessarily make a huge deal of it. There's got to be more to this thing. There has to be more.
Well, and it's become a big deal because we don't know what the Boston Celtics policies are, but clearly there's something in those policies that are making this.
I'm more curious about
big
what the lines
deal.
Are that is making this a big deal.
Yeah,
and
maybe we'll find out. Maybe we won't. I mean. I think Mike, if it's going to be completely embarrassing for Ime, he's probably just going to resign. He's probably not going to take a year suspension and go through, you know, a trial by the media.
It has to be something else.
Yeah.
It has to be.
I don't disagree.
For him to dangle out retirement rather than resigning
yeah.
rather than you know, yeah, I made a mistake.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I regret this.
Gut.
I gotta, you know, work this out with my family. We've heard those lines,
sure,
you know, again and again and again. And then they move on.
Yeah.
And then it goes away. I mean, the Boston Bruins coach, for crying out loud, that's what he did in his last stop. So it's, I don't know. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. There's going to be a press conference. It's either going to come out that there's more, or he resigns.
Right.
Or it's not going to be your suspension.
Right.
That's how I think.
And
this
I don't think this, like, if you want to say that the Brett Favre thing was with the welfare fraud was pushed under the carpet, I don't think the EMA thing is going to be pushed under the carpet unless he resigns. And then he resigns and he's hired by another team.
Okay. Ready? Talk some Patriots. We have not actually talked about the actual Patriots team besides the, you know, and we're still running out of time. We always run out of time with the Patriots.
We do.
Just, you know, we're going to get to the picks and, you know, around the NFL and you know, some other stuff that's going to be going on with the NFL. But I wanted to take some time, and maybe we have to pick this up at the other end, you know, because I don't think we're going to have enough time. How do you feel about your New England Patriots right now? They won last weekend.
They did. They won. I still don't feel good, Mike.
You shouldn't.
No, and it was interesting sitting, you know, I was watching the game, and just saying that, and the whole time I'm talking, you know, the person I was watching the game with, I said, you know, Mike and I talked about this, and Vegas picked the Patriots to win, and, you know, Mike has convinced me if money's on it and Vegas is, you got to kind of go with Vegas instead of like the NFL pundits.
Yep.
And you were right, and Vegas was right, and I was like, you know, the Patriots are going to win, and the guy I was watching it with was like, no, they're not going to beat the Steelers. And they did, and I wouldn't say, I mean, they barely beat the Steelers. But
I said on Monday the Patriots played, I felt, as good as they can play.
Yeah.
Against a bad Steelers team.
Not a very good team.
And yeah, they got a lot of breaks.
Yes.
And they barely won.
Yeah.
Vegas amazes me, though. They really do. The Patriots, I think, went I think they were 3-point favorites. And
that's what they won by.
It's uncanny how that happens. How they figure that out and what they do. I'm up on Nelson Aguilar.
Yeah.
I think he's an exciting player. I'm up on their running backs, just like last year.
Yep.
I'm up on their cornerbacks. Mm-hmm. I think their cornerbacks are playing a little, especially Jones. Not necessarily – Mills, okay.
Mills, yeah,
not so. Bryan.
No.
I'm down on Bryan. I like the smaller linebackers.
Yeah, they're quick.
They're faster. Defense overall is okay, and their safeties. I like that. Duggar's hurt, so
yeah,
it might be him. How do I feel bad? What do I feel bad about or has me concerned? Coaching.
Coaching's
scheme,
tough. Yeah.
Which gets me to my opening take. My opening take, can an NFL team play in today's game with yesterday's schemes?
Yeah, and that's what we're seeing with the Patriots right now, because, you know, one of the things that the answer to your question, what I would say would be no. But you've seen that they talked about RPO, you know, run pass option with the Patriots. And I'm thinking they tried that with Cam Newton. I mean, because Cam Newton was actually truly built for that.
Yep.
Mac Jones is not that quarterback. So I'm not sure why they're even considering this.
Do you know that the Patriots are dead last in the league in motion? Sending receivers.
Just sending someone in motion.
Sending somebody in motion. Yeah. They've only done it 4.3% of the time. Who decides if players go in motion?
Well, it's gonna be your offensive coordinator that's calling the play.
So if your offensive coordinator doesn't have the intellect or the ability or the football knowledge and acumen to send somebody in motion, you're not a really tough offense to cover.
No, not at all.
You know,
and even thinking about that, saying that, like, think from a high school offensive coordinator knows when to send a guy in motion or not in motion.
Right.
And, like, sending a guy in motion is not really going to deceive – it doesn't deceive most high schools. It's certainly not going to deceive a pro.
No,
but at least at a minimum, it gets a guy moving so that he can potentially get open.
But Brady used to do it. Brady used to send guys in motion even though it wasn't in the play.
Yeah.
He would send a guy in motion because what it did, if he wasn't sure about who was covering who or the defense that it was in, he would send a guy in motion so he could see who was moving.
Yes.
And then he was able to set the offensive line and set what they were going to do. It's – next level. I mean, it's not next level football. It's really basic level football.
Yeah.
But in terms of Matt Patricia, it's next level football, and he's not there. It's not Mac Jones. This offense is not being dumbed down for Mac Jones.
No.
This offense is being dumbed down for Matt Patricia, and we're starting to see that. The Patriots are better than I thought they would be, but they're still not a very good team. And they can't score more than 20 points. That's very obvious.
Yes.
That's not going to happen. I don't see, we'll get into the picks, but I don't see their defense holding teams from under 20 points.
I agree.
Even though, because that's not how offenses and defenses are built anymore. The Patriots are built like their 1970s team. And that's how they're running their game. And I just still, and I've said this before,
yeah.
I cannot believe that Belichick, who is, we do what's best for the team, is putting his team in a position to be so vanilla because the coaches can't handle it. Not the quarterback, because the quarterback handled it fine last year.
Right.
Not the receivers, because the receivers handled it fine last year. Not the offensive line, because they handled it fine last year. They were, sixth in the league in offense last year.
He's catering to his coaches.
He's catering to his coaches. Yeah. What are we doing?
Yeah, it's. I mean, I'm not sure why Bill is doing this with.
I don't get it.
Yeah,
and I know. And next step is, I don't know why Kraft is letting him do it.
Right. And next week we're probably going to see fullback in an I formation. He's going to go back to the 70s. It's just crazy.
We'll be right back.
When looking for a sub in town, don't forget about the Full Belly Deli on Mill Street in downtown Wolfboro. For some of the most tasty subs in town, you have to try the Full Belly Deli. Hey Charlie, do you know about the Thanksgiving Fridays?
I sure do. Thanksgiving. Turkey, stuffing, cranberry sauce, and mayo on a grilled homemade white bread. You can reach the Full Belly Deli at 603-569-1955. And don't forget to tell them Mike and the Haas sent you.
Hey, this is Mike from Mike and the Haas. If you're in the real estate market, start with Faye Moore at Berkshire Hathaway. Faye brings 30 years experience to real estate in the Lakes region. If you're planning on selling, call Faye, and she could set up a complimentary market analysis to value your home and discuss anything you can do to help your house sell quicker and for more money. If you're buying, start with Faye. No one knows the local market better than Faye, and she will find the perfect house for you. So whether buying or selling, start with Faye Moore at Berkshire Hathaway by calling 888-723-0306 or verani.com.
Need a chainsaw, some paint, or even a grill? Don't head down to the big box store. Stop at Bradley's Hardware in downtown Wolfboro. At Bradley's, you will find all of your hardware needs. Bradley's Hardware carries quality name brands such as Steel and Echo Power Equipment, Benjamin Moore Paints, Weber and Big Green Egg Grills, and just about anything else you could find in a hardware store. Bradley's also stocks an extensive inventory of rental equipment. Rent anything from a commercial carpet cleaner to a cement mixer. So before you head out of town, stop at Bradley's Hardware on 22 Railroad Ave in downtown Wolfboro. They are open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, 7:30 to 5. Bradley's is your local hardware choice.
Welcome back to Mike and the Haas. We are powered by the Yum Yum Shop. Let's do the trivia one more time. This brought to you by this Full Belly Deli. The Patriots play the Baltimore Ravens this week. Before the Ravens were in Baltimore, what was their previous city and name? So before this team moved to Baltimore and became the Ravens, they were in another city and had another name. What was that city and name? I'll give you a hint. It happened in the 90s.
And another hint was, we were talking off air, there was a 30 for 30 about this.
There was a 30 for 30 on this.
So 603-569-5253.
Our Back Bay Boathouse has new specials, and Charlie's going to cover all of them.
Yes.
And boy, they sound pretty
good. Check this out. So new specials for the fall and winter. Every Monday through Friday from 11:30 to 4, there are $6 appetizer specials, $9 sandwich specials, and $10 meal deals. That's from 11:30 to 4. Monday nights is the two for you. It's back. You order two of your most popular items or entrees, and you just pay one price. Wednesday nights, Mike, this is exciting. 69-cent wings. That's right.
There is nothing that is 69 cents anymore.
All right, and half off bottles of wine. Thursday nights, you're going to get your $20 prime rib and kids eat free. Friday and Saturday night, once again, prime rib and more dinner specials. Check this out, Mike, on Sundays, $20 Patriots pack during Patriots games. And a Patriots pack is a pitcher of beer and two appetizers for only $20. And you can get $5 pounds of wings all day.
And it's only good for the first half because the game's usually over by the second.
Haha. And these specials are for in-house dining only, but regular lunch and dinner menu is available for takeout. During the summer, they couldn't do takeout. Takeout is back at the Back Bay Boathouse, and the deck, Mike, is still open for as long as it stays warm. So head on down to the Back Bay Boathouse.
Tomorrow's supposed to be cold, but
should be a good weekend.
I mean,
usually
nice.
You get some nice warm days going into October.
I forgot to
tell you guys, happy fall. Today's the first day of fall.
Yeah, I heard that this morning.
So happy fall to you guys. All right, so Trivia, you did that. Let's talk a little bit about. Do we want to sell it? No, we're not quite at picks yet, right? I do have a little bit of NFL news. I don't know if you saw this, if you guys saw this, but Mike Morton, he made his NFL officiating debut and became the first Super Bowl winner to become an NFL official. So better known as Dr. Mike Morton. Mike Morton played in the NFL for 7 years, and he went on to become a dentist. He won a Super Bowl in 1999 with the Rams. And I think this is the coolest thing ever, Mike, because I saw him out there officiating. How cool is it to have a former player who knows the game inside and out finally officiating? I think it's awesome. So it's good to have Mike Morton there.
And if you get your teeth punched in, he can fix you on the
he can
on
take care of you right there. Head on, cool. Head on under the tent with Dr. Mike Morton.
That's a pretty full life. You're a football player, a dentist, and an official.
Yeah,
that's
good,
pretty cool.
Good stuff.
You know, I mean, we can start talking picks because, you know, or at least around the NFL, as this we're two games into the NFL game tonight, which is Pittsburgh and Cleveland, which we're going to pick in a second. Has anything surprised you this year in terms of what we've seen in the NFL?
I mean, this is not a nice surprise, but for me it's a nice surprise. I wasn't disappointed to see Trey Lance go down. So for me, having...
I'm sorry. We haven't talked to Jimmy
that's
G.
That's okay.
Let's
for having Jimmy G be able to go back to the 49ers, or he was already on the 49ers, but to be able to start again with the 49ers, and I like Jimmy G. I mean, there's Tom Brady, and then obviously there's Jimmy G., but I think Jimmy G is going to – he's playing with a chip on his shoulder. He's going to lead the 49ers probably back to the playoffs.
Do the 49ers deserve it?
No, they absolutely
don't. Because
they
really
don't.
Treated him like crap.
They didn't let him
in the facility, for crying out loud. They didn't let him practice because they were going to trade him, and they didn't want him to spook Trey Lance being there.
Yeah.
So they don't allow him in all spring preseason.
Yep.
They don't allow him anywhere near it. Didn't get any preseason games in. But then they extend him to and Trey Lance was not happy that they gave him a backup quarterback deal.
Right.
And then second game in.
Yeah, Trey Lance broke his ankle. And here comes Jimmy G. And I think Jimmy G is going to go on a run.
Oh, I do too.
And
I do too.
I don't know if you saw TB12 made some nice comments. Always said, you know, Jimmy's a friend of mine. Jimmy's a competitor. This is going to be Jimmy's year.
Did you see how the team rallied around Jimmy G too when he
punched
into the end zone?
Yep.
I think Trey Lance would probably look for another team because I don't know if he comes back from this. Now, the ankle injury is really bad.
Sure. So he's out for the season.
But that seemed to be a little bit over, more than just that they're happy he scored when Jimmy G went in.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it has to do with how the 49ers treated him. The 49ers really
treated
him dirt on him all offseason. And he comes in, and he's going to lead them. He's going to lead them to the playoffs.
Yes.
And maybe – I mean, Jimmy G's record is like 39-12.
Yeah, the guy's
something,
legit.
Something
he's
stupid
good.
Like that. He just can't – he has trouble staying healthy, but obviously Trey Lance does too.
Yeah, so that'll be good.
I mean, that's a pretty interesting story. How about – and Bernie, you might want to turn off the radio on this. Are you disappointed, surprised, happy about how the Bills are, how they look right now?
Yeah, you're funny. We talked about when are the Bills going to lose? You know, what game are they going to lose? And it's coming. So yeah,
it is. Is it coming?
I think it's coming.
Oh, so are you like previewing a pick here?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm jumping on that they're going to lose in Miami, but maybe. Maybe when we get to that.
I mean, it's going to be
interesting. And you always say, is the team going to go undefeated? And the answer would be no. But I'm not overly impressed with the Bills.
If I was a Bills fan, you're not overly impressed with the Bills?
I'm not overly impressed with the Bills.
I think
the Bills have an Achilles, like most teams.
And what is that Achilles?
I think the Achilles is actually Josh Allen. I don't think Josh Allen can sustain the level that he's playing, and his head is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So I don't have Josh Allen as a caliber of a Tom Brady, of pick another quarterback, a Russell Wilson. I think they're kind of level headed. They can kind of focus and do what they need to do. I think Josh Allen is reading the press.
What I've noticed a lot this weekend or last weekend, there's a lot of Josh Allen commercials right now. He's kind of going down that Peyton Manning route. Where I'm going to promote myself rather than the team. Whereas, and we saw it you know, for 10 years between Brady and Manning.
Yeah.
Remember when at the early on Manning was doing all the commercials, Brady was winning all the championships?
That's right.
You wonder. I would disagree with you. I like the makeup of Josh Allen. I think he makes sense over in Buffalo. It's more of their coaches and their ancillary players that I would concern about the headlines. Now, they've come out of the gate really well.
Yeah.
And that's kind of surprised me. But I just, I don't know. There's something about Buffalo. There's just something that it just, I don't trust them. And as a Patriots fan, I don't want to be staring up at Buffalo for the next 10 years.
Agreed.
That's and I understand that everybody's been staring up for the Patriots for the last 20 years. And I can't imagine how horrible those 20 years have been for Buffalo, Miami, and Jets fans. When you come into the beginning of the season realizing that you don't have any chance to win.
Yeah. Especially for Buffalo. I mean, if we want to rag on Buffalo a little bit, at least Miami has nice weather. Buffalo is just a miserable climate.
True.
And they weren't winning.
True. But I don't want to go through what these other places have gone through for the last 20 years.
Right.
I really don't. All right, we got to get to some picks. So, first game tonight, Pittsburgh at Cleveland.
Yes.
Our friend of the show, Reed Swinnerton, really had a tough time.
He must have been devastated after that brutal
Cleveland
loss.
Fan. Oh, my God. Big Cleveland fan, and he did. He didn't do very well on Monday.
So what do you think, Mike? Is Reed going to be wearing Brown's swag tomorrow to school?
Yes, I do.
Your pick, okay. Yeah, I'm going to take the Browns as well against the Steelers.
And at least it's Friday, and I'm only a half a day tomorrow for me, and so I only have to deal with Reed for 4 hours.
Okay,
so
that's good. All right, this is my I get to pick first in this. This is Buffalo at Miami.
Yeah.
So I did allude to the Buffalo Bills losing, and I think this is the week. I think Miami is more for real than I thought they were going to be. So I am taking an upset down in Miami. I'm taking the Dolphins over the Bills.
I'm going to say Buffalo just to keep this thing interesting. Plus, I'm already down three games to you. But Miami looks pretty good.
They do.
Did they look good against the Patriots? They looked okay against the Patriots.
Yeah.
It's still early as was the Patriots defense playing really well because they scored 42 against Baltimore.
Right.
Is Baltimore bad? Which could be the case, too.
Sure.
It's so early. It's interesting in the NFL season. You don't know what's going on. It's so early.
They're feeling it out and all that. All right, you got this.
Now, I would concern. I mean, if Miami goes to 3-0, I would be really concerned about the heads of the players down there.
Yes.
Especially that coach.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
He looks like he's running a fantasy team on the sidelines there, like playing Madden.
It's so true.
Green Bay at Tampa Bay.
Okay. So we got Rodgers.
We got Rodgers,
TB12,
and no Mike Evans.
No, suspended.
Suspended.
I totally support Mike Evans. He was protecting his quarterback.
Did you see the highlight of him afterwards yelling at the referees?
Yeah.
It's Tom Brady. What do you expect?
Yes. Yeah, totally love that. I'm gonna stick with Tom, TB12, and I think Green Bay, okay team. I like Aaron Rodgers, but Tom Brady's gonna come out
Green
victorious.
Bay has not looked very good this year.
No,
and I think there's.
And Aaron Rodgers has been frustrated.
Yeah. So I would say Tampa Bay also on
okay.
that one. San Francisco at Denver. Jimmy G.
I mean, I guess I'll pick first again. I think San Francisco and Jimmy G, they're walking on like cloud nine right now. I think Jimmy G.
I do too.
Yeah.
I really do. I think San Francisco is going to go on a run. They forced Trey Lance into that position. They really did. They forced him into the position. And even though Jimmy G has been the best option, they keep forcing Trey Lance into it.
Right.
And I think the team's going to take off with Jimmy G.
I agree. Hey, before we do our final pick with the Patriots, what's the answer to the trivia question?
Those are the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, Art Modell.
Yep.
Was the one who moved to Cleveland. I think it was like one of those middle of the night things.
And you mentioned Bill Belichick was the coach.
Bill Belichick was the coach back
Crazy.
Then.
Crazy. Yep. All right, what are we doing for Baltimore at New England?
First home game. We have picked against the Patriots both weeks.
We have.
And I'm picking against the Patriots again.
Oh, you're going with the Ravens.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep it interesting. I'm gonna take the Patriots. I'm going to go with the Patriots. So
that's good for me because that means I win either way.
Okay.
So
yeah.
That's always
a good thing.
All right. We want to once again thank our advertisers supporting Mike and the Hoss and WASR powered by the MM Shop. Thanks to Fay Moore, Berkshire Hathaway,
Seacoast Spine and Sports Injuries Clinic,
Skelly's Market,
Bailey's Bubble,
Lucas Roasting Company,
Duran Independent Insurance,
Downtown Grill and Cafe,
Bradley's Hardware,
JCN Shuttle,
The Full Belly Deli,
Hancock Lumber,
The Back Bay Boathouse,
and the Heinz Group of Philadelphia and London. And Charlie, myself, Eric, and Josh Spalding will be joining the Heinz Group for a Phillies game this weekend.
We can't wait. Looking forward to seeing you, Bernie.
All right, we'll talk to you Monday.